neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
I happen to be, since the gate of the vineyard is open, so he goes in and starts enjoying himself. So all of a sudden he hears that the owner came in and locked the gates. So now he doesn't know what to do. He cannot run away. So it comes up with the idea. He says, if I pretend that he's dead, so I mean, I leave him alone. Let me throw him away and then he can run away. So now they come in and see, there's a dead fox. No longer on the ground. So they look at him, so the kids start playing around with him. So the father says, you know what, you know, the tail is very good for keychain. You know, they make a keychain with the tail after. So the fox is hearing this. He says, ay, 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 you know, they're going to cut my tail. So it's worth it, you know, at least I suffer a little bit, but I saved my life. So they cut his tail. He doesn't do any nothing. And then now he becomes, what do you call it, a shu'al without a dome, right, without a tail. So the mother says, you know what, and the Gemara says that the tooth of the fox is good for ayin hara. It's a remedy for evil eye. So the Gemara brings that if you hang on your neck, like a necklace, make a necklace from the tooth of fox, then the ayin hara, the evil eye, is not going to affect you. He hears his Hashem Yerachem, not going to pull my tooth. He says, you know what, it's worth it. At least I'm going to save my life. So he pulled his tooth without any So the father also says, you know what? For the entrance of the house, it's good to have a nice carpet from his skin. So let's take off his skin and make a nice, you know, mat. Or we can hang it on the wall. You know, sometimes they hang it on the wall, you know, as a decoration. So the Shu'al says, Bachalomot, you know, you cut my tail, I didn't say anything. You pulled my tooth, I didn't say anything. But the skin, no. So he gets up, runs away, and jumps from the wall, and he runs away. So they say this story applies to Chodesh Elul, because through the year we did things wrong, right? So now what happened? Rabbeinu Shel Olam had lots of rachamim on us. Cut a little bit of the tail, out of the tooth, out of the little bit of Yisurim. But when Chodesh Elul comes, the closer that we come to Rosh Hashanah, then is the matter of the skin now. How do we say in Persian? No, they say they use a word. Kadafti. Yeah. What is kadafti means? It's qalipa. Qalipa in Hebrew means skin. So Persian, they say qalafti. Qalipa. So that means past 11 months, whatever that, you know, become a little lazy, you know, careless. Hashem says, okay, you know, we cut a little bit of your your tail, your tooth, but now, Elul, how do you say? There's no joking around. How do you say? No. It's a shuhi bardar. There's no shuhi here. It's So that means there are 2 weeks left. You cannot have the same schedule as every day of the year. It's Elul. Elul. You cannot say, okay, you know, do whatever you like. Because in a couple of weeks, you know, we have to start Bnei Sholam and say, HaMelech HaKadosh. HaMelech HaMishpat. Now, you have to come to our senses and start making a little change in our schedule. Our plans during the day, you know, whatever that we're going to ask Bnei Sholam, so expect, you know, okay, put a step forward. It's not, you know, you come and go whenever you want to come, whenever you want to go. That's not how it works. It's Elul.
Koilani shomote, halel kohaleluko, koilani shomone shomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.